they were issued a takedown notice for this potential set, this mock, this LEGO Ideas project. This is News on a Tuesday, and today we've got some interesting news to talk about. We've got IPs that are, you know, being settled in court that impact other things with LEGO. LEGO's deciding to up and move, you know, pack up the moving trucks and all kinds of, we just got a lot to talk about. So hopefully you guys are doing well. Let's go ahead and kick straight off into this. And the first thing that you need to know, there are a bunch of GWPs, gift with purchase, if you're new here, but these GWPs are currently available, well, pretty much everywhere around the world, at least where you can get LEGO, that is. And the first one that you could get right now is the Year of the Rabbit. You get it with $85 if you purchase stuff, and then 85 euros as well, or 80 pounds if that's what you work on. So really cool little rabbit to be able to get, add to your collection with all the little animals they do every year for the Chinese New Year stuff. The other one that is available right now is the Lunar New Year VIP add-on pack. That is going to get you something super simple, you know, that 50 range there and 45 pounds, you know, nothing wild and crazy. You've got to be a LEGO VIP. So if you're not a VIP member, it costs you nothing. Go ahead and go sign up. It's super simple. And then the other one here, which has caught a lot of controversy, and we're going to talk about it on the episode coming up later this week. Well, you'll hear it later this week. The Houses of the World number one. There's going to be multiple Houses of the World, you know, I guess as the year goes on. And this one's free, just like any other GWP. But the threshold to purchase this is $250, 250 euros, and 220 British pounds. That is insanity. $250? That's a lot. That is just a crazy amount to be able to spend on something to get. And we'll get into the review of it. You know, I was fortunate enough to get it early, and we just kind of had to tie a bunch of things together. You know, we're going to talk about the Black Tron Cruiser. I got a bunch of little things that, you know, I just got to do together. You know, making an episode for 5 minutes, definitely not what most of you want. So we're going to tie them all in together. So you've got some cool GWPs that you can get right now. I mean, you know, it's completely up to you. You know, if you want to purchase this kind of stuff or not, and well, not purchase it, but buy your stuff to be able to get it, it's completely up to you. But if you're going to the store and, you know, you're going to shell out for Chinese New Year, you're going to shell out for the office, or you're going to shell out for the new modular, or whatever, you might as well, right? So the other GWP that you are about to see come January 27th, few days away, this one we've got in hand, and it's going to be up on that show before the 27th. And this one that I'm referring to is the Bionicle GWP. I think it's Tehu, and Takua. This thing is really neat. I don't know anything about Bionicle, but I do like this GWP. It's pretty slick. Your threshold for this is $95, 95 euros, and 95 British pounds, which is kind of crazy. But here's the thing. It does run from January 27th to February 9th. But you can only get it if you reach that threshold on City, Monkey Kid, Ninjago, Friends, LEGO Dots, which are going away, Creator 3-in-1, and Classic Sets. If you don't purchase any of those, you can't get this, which I find kind of bizarre. I like the idea behind it. You know, they want people to buy some of the other things. I don't know that that's necessarily a problem, but I like the idea behind it that you have to go to one of those themes and pick up that kind of stuff. And I don't think I don't really know what is behind it, but I'm really curious to see how it works. So we will talk about that set coming up. It is a neat little set. And of course it's got a mini mech. So, it's not a mech. I guess he's a character, but you get the point. He's like the size of a mini mech. So it's really neat to be able to have something like that, which I think is fantastic. So keep an eye out for that. That's going to get here before you know it. And like I said, you can only pick it up on those themes when you hit that threshold. The other thing that I teased here in the beginning was we were given this information. Lego here in the United States, they're moving their headquarters. Right now, they are currently in Enfield, Connecticut. I don't really know what's in Enfield other than the Lego Group's headquarters for the United States. But here's the funny thing. They are moving the headquarters to Boston. I would imagine that has to maybe do with transportation. That has to do with, I'm sure there's a bunch of different factors. I've never been to Boston myself, so I'd be curious to see how, you know, that all plays out. Frankly, I don't know what to expect from it. So they are not moving like today. They're not packing the trucks up right now saying, everybody get on, let's go. It's not happening right now. It is going to happen, but they are going to be in Enfield for a while. And then by the end of 2026, they are expected to be completely in there, out of Connecticut, completely. Now, one of the things I found interesting, you know, usually when a company moves like that, they're saying, all right, you've got to pack your stuff. You're coming with us. This is what we're doing. And, you know, you're like, no, I don't want to move. You know, if you're somebody that has gotten a job with the Lego Group and you like that area, you're raising your family in that area, you don't want to up and move. But Lego is one of those things that you would decide, oh, I'm moving, right? Well, here's the thing. They're such a great company. They take care of everybody. So those that choose not to move or maybe can't move, maybe somebody is taking care of an elder parent or elder family member or something like that, young family member. It could be anybody. So Lego is allowing them to either move to the new offices or they're going to support them in other ways if they choose to not relocate, which I think that's fantastic. Now, there will be more information as it comes about, but my goodness, that's really cool. So up there in Connecticut, because I'm down here in Dallas, Texas, they have about 2,600 people. They've been there since 1975. That's crazy to think about that. Now, I will tell you, I am very curious to see where they end up in Boston. If it's like in downtown or it's like a little bit of a faction outside. I don't really know. I'm very curious to see what happens. But so if you take a couple months back in June 2022, so a few months ago, what was that? 6 months ago, they announced plans to build a $1 billion carbon neutral manufacturing facility in Virginia. Hey, April is when they're going to break ground, and it's expected to be by the end of 2025. So you're going to have new offices in 2026. The factory is supposed to be done by 2025. I think that's awesome. I really love that idea. I think that is super cool. The Go Green initiative that Lego has continued to do continues to push. I mean, we're seeing the paper bags for individual bags when you're building a set already rolling out worldwide. So that's kind of neat to add that here in the United States. You hear all this stuff that they're doing in Billund and you're like, man, that'd be cool if, you know, we could do it here. Because I don't really know if they do factory tours or not with some of that stuff. I know they do some stuff, but it's kind of the generic tour. They don't want you seeing the inner sanctum of what is going on, you know, behind the closed doors. It's like the Willy Wonka chocolate factory. Like, no, you can't go in there. You got to be a special person. So anyway, so there is that. Last thing that I wanted to touch on here. The never-ending story, or I guess it's a never-ending story. So there was a Lego Ideas project that got approved. It was going into review. You know, they're looking at it. They're like, oh, this is awesome. We're going to get this cool build and, you know, the nostalgia factor in there. And then the news broke. News broke a couple days ago. They were issued a takedown notice for this potential set, this mock, this Lego Ideas project that was, you know, approved essentially, is moving on. So the statement from Lego comes as such. We have unfortunately had to remove one submission due to a copyright takedown request from the license holder, meaning 35 submissions move into review. Now, the interesting thing behind this is there's a whole hot mess. I've heard rumblings for a while that they want to remake the film. Some movie house wants to remake the film, production company, whoever. And some of the people that have been writing about this from that side of it, not a Lego side of it, but from the movie side of it, well, people that are paying attention to that kind of movie, seeing what's going on, you know, you have your factions for everything. There's this essentially a bidding war that's going, people are like, oh my God, what can we do to get this movie? Because you know that movie's going to make a lot of money. If you get it and can produce it, you know, in your production company, you can get it to theaters. That thing's going to make a ton of money, man. But how cool would it have been to have a Lego set? How cool would it have been? I love it. So I guess we'll see. You know, I guess we'll see what happens ultimately. It's not being made by Lego, at least not right now. Maybe, I don't know who, I don't even know who owns the rights to that. It's not like a Disney property or something like that. But I'll be curious to see what happens moving forward because, again, cool set, cool idea, could be a lot of fun. So that's all I've got for you today on a news on a twos. Super important stuff. So check out the couple shows that are coming up and then the big 300 blowout that we've got going on. And I appreciate everybody that has sent me your voice through Instagram or email or however you have chosen to do it. I appreciate it. You will be part of the episode. You will be part of the show. You'll be part of history. But you will be in there. So I don't have anything else. Have a great day, morning, night, evening, whatever, wherever you are. So I will talk to you guys next time.